DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
I'm the voice disguiser, please.
Hello.
So tell us what's going on.
Well, let's see. This weekend, I am planning to take a trip to go visit my baby brother at school. He just started.
Okay. Awesome. That sounds exciting.
It would be.
Jeff was telling us a little bit about it earlier. You've got some bad news for him.
Well, yeah, a little bit of bad news. Certainly something to talk about. So he just started going to school, and he's very excited. Our parents were kind enough to pick the tab up for him.
Mm-hmm.
He chose to go to a very shishy, expensive little school. Unfortunately, as it happens, in paying for his school, my parents have pretty much dug themselves into a grave of debt.
Uh-oh. Okay. So when they offered to pay, did they give him a restriction on which schools he could go to?
I don't really know if they intended on him picking the school that he did. They said no, they didn't give him a restriction. I think they wanted him to just be able to get into a great school, and he's a really smart kid, so he got into a school, and I think they were probably a bit shocked, but they didn't put restrictions on him.
So he's been there for how long now?
Well, he literally just started this past week, he's been there for a week. Like, he's just started. He doesn't know any of this is going on.
So he left for school a week ago.
Yeah.
And within that week, you have discovered the financial difficulties?
Well, I mean, I had a feeling there was something.
Oh, no. Bummer. She clicked off. Ask her that.
She's going to come back on with us. I was, Tracy said she was very nervous, so she's.
It's okay.
I thought she had
hung
just,
up on us?
Just bailed, but she's back. Hey, Connie, sorry about that.
Hey,
Connie, and don't be nervous. The question while we're trying to get you back is this something, are you running an errand for your parents to pull them out, or are you taking it upon yourself to do this?
No, I'm doing it myself. I really can't stand to see my parents like this.
Okay, so you're not delivering the message for them. You're delivering the message because you think it needs to be delivered.
Yes.
Do they know you're doing this?
No.
That's not cool. They were already offered to pay for it, and they probably have already paid the bill for tuition and books at least, right?
Well, yeah, they have, but because they've already done that, they're now in a massive load of debt.
They're not going to get that money back. They've already paid it for the semester.
Technically, they could get part of that money back.
So you've
but this
you've
is
already
his college. This is what they want to do for him.
Are you jealous that he's in an expensive school?
That's what.
No, that's not it. That's not it.
Hey, Julie.
I chose to go to a 2-year school, and I paid for it myself.
You're ticked.
I'm doing just fine with that.
Hey, Julie.
Hey.
Hey, you're on with Connie.
Yeah, you know, I'm a parent. I had a college-age child, and at the time, I couldn't afford for him to go to good school, and I told him if her parents really couldn't afford it, they wouldn't have sent him. I think she's jealous that she went to a two-year school and paid for it,
right,
and her little brother's getting an education at a better school.
Is he smarter than you, Connie?
Oh.
No.
How do you know that he...
Well, he got into a four-year prestigious school, and you went to a two-year school. To me, that means he probably had better SAT scores, at least.
First of all, we had about the same SAT scores. That's really not the issue here. My issue is that I'd like to see my parents retire
that
without being
issue.
In debt and having us have to take care of them.
That was their choice. Well, I mean, as a child, it's going to be your responsibility to take care of your parents, but I think that it was their choice to pay for his school.
Are your parents venting to you about their financial situation, or how are you aware that this is such such a burden on them?
Well, again, they haven't really expressed.
Oh, honey.
Then how do you know?
But here's where this is why I'm concerned. They've been more stressed out than usual. There have been things around the house that are slipping that shouldn't be. And again, this is very bad, but I did some snooping. I went into their online accounts and I checked out
what?
The situation. I know.
No, you don't know.
So you logged into their bank accounts and saw where they are, and you made the decision that that's not a good place for them to be in.
Well, yeah, really. I know. Yeah, they're in a very bad position. Very bad.
Hang on.
Well, that's illegal.
Sandy's on your side. Hey, Sandy.
Hey, I'm calling because my best friend and roommate actually went to a great four-year school, but she took advantage of the HOPE, and so she did it on her own. Her little sister, however, her parents paid for to go to a local private school, very she and expensive. They had the money. Well, the economy goes bad. The dad loses the job, and now they don't have the money, and they've already put themselves in $150,000 worth of debt, lose their home, all this horrible stuff. And my roommate and my friend has to buy their groceries. And my roommate and my friend has to pay for their rent when it goes bad and all of those things. So, Connie, save yourself and save your family some troubles. And your little brother needs to grow up. And
what?
He
doesn't even know.
What? Why is it his fault?
He doesn't even know that this is happening.
Why is he being punished for being ambitious and successful and given the opportunity, accepting the opportunity that was offered to him?
I'm not saying that he's being punished. I'm saying
that... You just told him to grow up.
I'm sure. He's 18 years old. He's smart. He got into the school. If he hears that his parents are having problems, he's probably going to say, hey, let me take out some loans, let me do something. Let's work together here.
Well, that's working together, but that's not big sister going... But that's not big sister going in and saying, you have to leave because it is my decision. I, being the controller of the family, I'm going to snoop through my parents' finances. Stop. I'm going to come to you and tell you as the little brother, you've got to stop what you're doing because it's your fault that mom and dad are in debt.
But this is a reality. How much is he really going to enjoy his first year of school when he finds out his parents can't afford to send him to the second year or the third year?
He's not going to find out. He's not going to find out unless you go up there and tell him.
When his bossy big sister comes and tells him what to do, I'm sure that's really going to make him feel good and feel, like he's
not
a part of the family.
Tell him what to do. You called us saying that you were going to go and tell him to
pull out of school. That's being a bossy big sister.
Hang on. She's got a lot of support. The calls are split. Angela, turn your radio all the way down, please.
I'm just listening to this debate on what this girl is doing, going to talk to her brother. And I don't think what she's doing is wrong.
What?
I think it's bad timing.
Okay.
We had something similar to happen in my family. When my sister had the opportunity to go to two grad schools, one was out on the West Coast and one was here, one had really good programs, but she really wanted to go on the West Coast. They offered her no money whatsoever, whereas if she'd stayed here on this side and had gone to school here, it would be a lot less expensive on my parents, who were willing to foot the bill for whatever she wanted to do because they were so happy that she was going on to further her education. Now, she had opportunities in both places. She hadn't started yet, but we told her, listen, Mom and Daddy can't afford for you to go all the way out there, and you're the baby of this thing, and they're going to pay for it. And that's not fair. My father had health issues. He had been in and out of the hospital, and we're like, we really don't think you should go.
Look, being the baby of the family should not be something that is considered to be, yeah, you shouldn't be punished because you're the baby of the family just because you came last. It's not that brother's fault that he came last.
Hey, Allison.
Well, I've done some research, but I'm not his mother and I'm not his
parent. Sound like it.
Yeah.
You're acting like it.
Allison, you're on with Connie.
Hey, I was going to say, I mean, even if he went to like a $25,000 a year school, you've said it's his first week, i.e. first semester. That tuition is $12,500. And granted, that's a lot of money, but you said that your parents are in like a heap of debt already. It's like, how can one semester have like put him over the edge? I mean, it is a lot of money, but that's not insurmountable. That's completely, people can get that back.
And just a technical question, Connie, how do you know when you... snooped, like, how do you know you didn't miss an account? Like, you log on, let's say they do all the banking with whatever, SunTrust Bank, so you, you know, those are the checkbooks you see, so you log in and you find their SunTrust account, and they got 50 grand in there, and it's half gone now because he's going to a 25 grand a year school, right? And you're freaking out.
Yeah.
What if over at Bank of America, they got another 100 grand that they've saved up, and you don't even know about that?
Yeah, and you know, that is a possibility, but they've also seen some of their credit card statements, and every single one of their credit cards is maxed out.
You went through their credit card statements.
Good.
It was laying out on the counter. I'm their daughter. I'm not going to go turn it into the CIA.
Then why don't you be an adult and go talk to your parents before you talk to your brother, if you're so grown up? And you can go through their
You're
statements.
The one that needs to grow up. Jen is right. You were so jealous of your little brother.
Which is weird, because it's usually sisters that are like this.
Hey, Sean, welcome to the show.
How's it going, folks? Love your show. Listen to you every morning.
That's awesome, man. Thank you very much.
I am a father preparing to get ready to send our son to college.
Mm-hmm.
What we have done, we have saved our 401k. Mm-hmm. We have prepared to start taking out loans to get him to any college he wants to go to. Mm-hmm. I think she's wrong by even stating or even thinking about going and saying something. Parents plan things out that the kids don't know about to make sure that their kids get the best education that we can pay for. I think what she should do is, if she has a problem with it, talk to them and say, listen, mom and dad are having a little bit of trouble. Can you go and see what the financial aid can help you out with and see what he qualifies for? But do not go to that school and say a word to him, because it's going to put a buzzkill on him. He may end up flunking out. It may cause problems, rifts that no one can even foresee. I would
be upset
if my daughter wouldn't say something to my son when he was in school.
She wouldn't be upset by that, because I don't think she's there to help him. I do think she's there to sabotage him.
Hey, Connie,
is a horrible thing to say.
It's a horrible thing for what you're doing.
Connie, is your intention to drive? Did we already establish it's an out-of-state school?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So is your intention to drive wherever it is and actually come home with him and his bed in a bag in the car and bring him back here to Atlanta?
I don't know. I just need to get up there and see what seems like the right thing to do.
Would that be what makes you happiest, is driving him home on Monday?
The thing that would make me happy is just to know my parents aren't broke. So whether he comes home in the car with me and that's how we resolve this, I just want to see my parents not be in debt.
Let him enjoy his first semester. It's paid for already. Get over it.
I wonder how much... That's the call. You know what? Because maybe during Entertainment Buzz or something, we'll get a phone call. I would love to know from a college what percentage you get back if you bail after 2 weeks of class. Not a dime?
You don't.
Your tuition's paid for.
Yeah, tuition's paid for. And you're like,
it's not like a refund.
You know what? And if he drops out, it could probably long-term affect his GPA.
Yeah, because he's already enrolled.
She doesn't care.
Hey, Connie, we're definitely going to check in with you when we get back after our vacation. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Did we change your mind at all, or you're still going?
I'm still going.
What a little brat.
Are you still having the same conversation?
I don't know if it'll be the same conversation, but the facts are going to come out.
All right.
You don't even know the facts. Ooh. Talk to your parents.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you when you get back.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever. to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I'm good. I had kind of a busy, exciting, and stressful weekend. So
do tell.
Well, you know, Saturday we were supposed to go out with Wendy. Michelle and I were supposed to go out with Wendy and everything. And then I got a call from my mom that my soon-to-be sister-in-law, Laura, was in the hospital.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Sister-in-law that was in here?
Yeah, the one that you guys met.
Yeah.
It's called intussusception. And it's when your lower intestine pretty much folds up on itself like a telescope would.
Oh.
And it cuts blood flow
to
important tissues and everything. Also, like, one of the things that's really dangerous is that it can burst or rip. And then all the toxins that your intestine is supposed to be getting out could leak into the rest of your body.
Oh. So, did she have a hernia or anything leading into it?
This can be common in children, and it's very rare in adults. And when it does happen in adults, you have to have surgery immediately to fix it. So we were dealing with that.
Dang, I've never
heard
of that.
And poor thing had to cancel her bridal shower.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, you know,
is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine now. She's coming home and she's going to get better. So we're all going to take turns kind of watching after her. My brother has a big dog and we have to, like, you know, pay attention to the dog and keep him from her because they had to go through her belly button get through this. So this is pretty intense surgery.
Squeamish.
How far out is she from her wedding day?
It's October 10th. So thank God, you know, if this is going to happen, it happened now and not closer to her wedding. I know. I mean, and it's a freak thing.
And it just happened.
Wow. Drag, dude.
They don't know what caused it. They say it could be caused by a benign tumor, but then they found out it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. So no, we don't know.
Okay. Oh, so obviously that's way more important than going out and hanging out with Wendy over the weekend.
Yeah. Okay. So my Saturday started exciting and then ended. So sorry about that, Wendy. But I want to reschedule. I definitely want to still do it. So we're going to try and get together.
Still do the notepad.
Yeah, I have my notebook.
Wendy doesn't think she needs this. I got to tell you, we were hanging out at the Chargers game, and there was another team playing also on Saturday.
Falcons
night.
Who won the game?
We were playing. We were at the Falcons Chargers game, and I could sense that Wendy's she's not into this.
I mean,
you think you got game?
I think I do, but I think who was more offended? Because I'm not offended. I mean, apparently, I guess I'm doing something wrong, but I mean, I necessarily don't think I need the tips, but. My friends were offended. Like
I knew they were going to be offended.
Because one of my friends woke up on Saturday morning because she didn't hear the show or whatever during the week. And she woke up on Saturday morning
That's
and listened.
That's not a friend. No, I'm just kidding.
Show some commitment.
Right, exactly.
Seriously.
Don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me.
So she was listening on Saturday morning and heard the replay. And she was like, why does she think I'm a bad friend? I mean, I'm good with, like, helping you out. I know what I'm doing as your friend, and I'm just really offended that she thinks I'm not being a good friend to you and helping you out with your dating life because I think I'm a pretty good friend. She was more offended about it than I was.
And you know what? I'm used to other girls not liking me for something I've said, so I'm okay with that.
Is that a common theme?
Common.
Like, do you not get along with girls for the most part?
No, I think that at first they hate me because I don't have a filter when I say things in front of people. And then after a while, they're like, oh, that's just her. So she's cool. She just means that in a funny way. So I'm not. It's cool. She'll love me eventually. Actually, she'll become my best friend.
But I do agree with Joanna that your friend, whoever your friend was that enabled you to send those text messages that night to the boy, like needs to be cut off.
Is she the one that is offended?
Yeah, she shouldn't let you text. Yeah. Like, you're not supposed to let your friend do that, much less encourage it to happen. So that is her one foul. Yeah, I will say that.
And I don't blame her for like encouraging me to text, because I don't think she was as coherent as she should have been as my friend either. Uh-huh. So I don't necessarily blame her for the actions that were taken on my part that night. But I mean, that was one night in the life of Wendy. That was one bad night in the life of Wendy. I don't think I necessarily am like that all the time.
We want to eliminate even just one bad night in the life of Wendy.
It's more of an attitude you're talking about than Wendy is. I think you guys aren't on the same page here.
I mean, you say, you know, when you go out, you have a different game. And I feel like, well, I don't see that portrayed on the radio. And when you talk about these guys that you meet, and I want you to bring that attitude. And I want to see if that's really the attitude that you have. Is that because you have to have confidence? You're Wendy Adams. You're awesome.
Does it offend you at all that Joanna is saying that she has something that you don't have? She has something in this area that she can teach you.
It doesn't offend me. I just don't feel like she knows that, like, my personality when I'm out and about. And I feel like when I go out, I do have confidence. I'm very confident when I go out. Like, I was out at the bar after the Falcons game in my Falcons outfit at a bar where girls are dressed up to the nine. They're looking cute. And I'm just in my outfit. And I don't really care. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care what you say about me. I don't care if the guys pay attention to me or not. I have that attitude when I go out. But I think, like, you hear the stories of me, like, when my failures happen. I mean,
because the success stories are no fun on the radio.
They're not fun. I mean, and it's not.
And she had like two in like 4 years.
And I don't have very many success stories on the radio.
I think it's also when you communicate the fact that you're desperate to find a man. And you've said those words before. So I think that's the message that's sent out.
There was one line that I meant to have Josh isolate from our conversation that we had with the two of you guys on Friday. And it was the very tail end of the conversation. You said something to the effect of, I'm ready to go find a good man, or I'm ready to find my husband, or something like that. And Joanna corrected you and said, that's not what this night is all about.
We're not husband hunting.
We're not husband hunting.
Gosh, no, I'm definitely not ready to find my husband. I'm not getting married tomorrow or next year, or even the next 5 years. I'm not even planning on that. But who doesn't want to have somebody to like share moments with? I mean, everybody's looking for that, whether you say it out loud or whether you don't say it out loud. Everybody wants to have somebody. Mm-hmm. It's just part of life.
Now, so, Joanna, I think you're about to praise Wendy here, actually. Tavis, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Hey, just wanted to comment. Wendy and her friends, when they go out, very beautiful women, by the way. I offered to buy them a drink one night just because I happened to run into them. And I've heard the woman on the radio and her traffic report. She keeps me out of trouble. But I totally got the cold shoulder, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm 6 foot. I got blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm a good-looking guy. I'm getting shot down. This is ridiculous.
This is exactly what you want, though, right?
Yeah, I want her to shoot guys down.
I just want to know when this night happened.
All I wanted to do was offer them a nice, you know, nice cocktail or whatever.
What you
know, a few drinks on me, you know, that's only money. And I was like, wow.
Was it my friends or me?
Well, no offense to you. But I think that Wendy probably likes the game when she likes somebody. Maybe that's the key.
Maybe that's what it is, and I'm really bad
at that part. No offense to that listener, but
no, that's probably, I could see where that probably would be the case.
Hey, Wendy's friend that was offended by you is on the phone.
Oh, no.
Can I say your name?
Yeah.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Bert.
How are you?
Sleepy.
Did you just get up and hear this going on?
Yeah.
Are you still offended by Joanna?
Well, I'm not offended by Joanna because I don't know Joanna, and I know a lot of it's radio talk, but I guess I'm offended because I'm portrayed as the lush friend that is the bad friend all
Wendy
the time.
Wendy called you the lush.
And yeah, Wendy's the one who's incoherent.
Wendy had your back. She's like, that is not a bad friend. She's just a lush. Leave her alone.
I just said that one particular incident was not such great judgment on your part, helping her call a guy because she wanted closure. That was all. That was that one incident.
Well, I pretty much was the one telling her, don't text him. That's stupid. You know, like, I give Wendy good advice, and I don't think...
Right.
I know Wendy has my back, and, you know, you guys hear, like, the bad part of our bad nights because it's usually pretty funny, but,
Didn't you text a guy one night? Didn't you take her phone and text a guy as her one night?
I texted from her phone.
She texted from my phone.
That's totally different, Melissa.
But I know, but didn't you say one of your friends texted a guy first, and then you... Anyway, I get confused.
I don't know. It was I was the one telling Wendy, don't text him. Don't text him. Don't text him. Don't talk to him. He's a loser. There's no reason to be talking to this guy. I mean, I was the one constantly enforcing Wendy, don't talk to this guy.
Would you be open to going out with Joanna and Michelle so they can teach you how to be a good wing woman?
Yeah, help me flap my wings. I'm ready.
No, yeah, Lauren's down to go. I mean, we're both like, we were willing to go because she was going to come with me on Saturday night, and we were both willing to go. We had our outfits ready, but I mean, yeah, she's willing to go.
Here's Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, I just want to say I do love you guys most of the time, but I have to agree with the chick who's trying to give Wendy tips.
Joanna.
It's annoying to listen to, and I really do hope she's like that just on the radio, and she does have more confidence, but on the radio, she comes off a little desperate. And as a woman, a 31-year-old woman who's out there dating, enjoying herself, and doesn't want to get married, you know, I sometimes cringe listening to these stories, like, come on, chick, like, grow some balls.
Well, I'm not in my 30s yet. I mean, I'm not in my 30s yet. I'm
still
growing.
I know, and that's what she's trying to show you, like, you know,
right.
Lay back, chill. You know, sometimes
Agreed.
You do come off on the radio. I don't know how you are in person. I mean, I know
Agreed.
It's for entertainment purposes, but your entertainment comes off kind of desperate. All she's saying is, let's just hang out and let me see how you are,
and
so I can kind of show you, hey, or kind of give you tips like, hey, you know, don't present yourself in this way.
And I definitely said I was open to it, but
some of it is just for the radio, though. I mean, there's no fun coming in here on Monday morning
right.
saying everything went great.
Exactly.
You know?
That's how I was going to defend Wendy, because those are the interesting stories that she brings up on the radio.
I agree with that.
And it's a part of my life. Like, I'm still growing and learning as an adult. Of course, I'm going to make mistakes throughout my life. It's what everybody goes through. And I'm still in my early 20s trying to figure myself out and figure out this dating thing and figure out my situation.
But you can't blame the reaction for
right.
what the message is sent out
right.
there.
And we ask her to come in with those stories, too. You know, like, if you mess things up, come on in, let's talk about them. So it could be easy how you could get the perception that that's really
Absolutely.
All she's all about. But I still want to hear what it's like when you go out with her. I still want to hear that.
We'll try again for this weekend. Yes.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here's the deal. If you weren't listening, maybe 30 minutes ago, Joanna was in studio, and she was
yes.
telling us about this exciting weekend she has because
mm-hmm.
her boyfriend, she's been dating a guy named Jason for a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
and her parents...
He's a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, he's a Navy SEAL in the Coast Guard, and his his
Army Ranger
are meeting...
I really want you to just say Army Ranger just once, so I know that you can actually say those words.
Once he gets there, that'll be cool. We'll start somewhere. So anyways,
kick your butt.
He's Jason is an Eagle Scout, and and they've been dating for a year and a half, and Jason's family, we learned a little earlier, was very conservative, perhaps, you know, for different reasons. One of them is there's some alcoholism in the family, so they don't drink a lot, or by a lot, they mean... at all. And then they also don't curse,
mm-hmm.
right? At
mm-hmm.
all.
At
Is that
all.
Religious? You said they go to church twice a week. So they,
yeah.
There's a lot of religion.
A lot of religion. Mm-hmm. Not very, very soft-spoken people.
Mm-hmm. And Joanna's family is from the Uruguay part of Mexico, and they like their tequila, and they like their cussing, and they're they cuss loud. Bilingual, uh-huh. Right?
We cuss in Spanish and in English. Everybody knows what we're saying.
You guys
talk all over each other.
Yeah, that's why I don't ever let you guys talk, because I'm just always used to having to yell over people.
And I'm guessing there's also, you brought up how much they went to church. I'm guessing your family's maybe like the Christmas and Easter, we'll think about it type of
thing. I think we were in church Easter of 1989.
Okay, perfect. So,
yeah, that was a good Easter.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So while having that conversation about what an awkward meeting this could be, right? Because they're all staying in the same condo down in Florida. So
married.
We talk about how awkward somebody threw out that, God, will Joanna get proposed
somebody,
to.
Jen started and then Jen. Wendy jumped on the bandwagon.
Well, yeah, he's going to
propose. Because we're girls and that's how we think.
So Jen, why don't you let Jen read aloud the text message exchange that you had with Jason.
Uh-oh, poor thing.
And we'll see.
Start at the bottom.
Read up. And we'll see if...
We need to read into what he said.
Okay.
Oh!
Joanna, 851. Did you listen? Jason. Oh, no. I just got back from Be Fast with Matt. What did you talk about? Question. Joanna, this weekend. Glad you didn't listen. Jen asked if you were going to propose.
Oh, ha-ha. My God, Joanna.
I said. I didn't listen, but I'm going to tell you what she said.
Right, and she wrote this at 8:51, which is exactly 90 seconds after we finished the conversation.
I love
that.
This is my
8:54.
Style.
8:54. Ha-ha. I said I'm 99.9% sure that that's not going to happen. 8:55 and 35 seconds a.m. You'll never know. Smiley face.
Oh, Jason.
You better have a damn ring this weekend.
Smiley face.
It's actually a winking smiley face with a nose.
Ooh,
Jason, you have to now.
No, the winking smiley face is more serious than a regular smiley face, so that's
a
big deal.
And it has a smiley face with a nose.
That's cruel if you don't.
Oh, that's even a bigger deal.
That's cruel if you don't. You add a nose to your emoticon.
No, he doesn't have to. He's just toying with her, saying, you'll never know. Like, I have a surprise.
You'd be mad at him if he didn't.
No, I won't be mad at him if he doesn't. Not at all.
So do you think it's a you'll never know, like, you'll never know when it happens?
You'll never know because he knows that he needs to plan a surprise and it needs to be special.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you?
So you're good. Let it go.
Can I tell
you? You're good.
Can I tell you what I read into
response.
It from the guy point of
Good
view?
Good job, Navy SEAL, FBI agent,
Boy Scout.
That he just earned his elusive badge.
Yep.
Because here's what I read into it. It may or may not happen this weekend, but that response says to me he's definitely going to do it.
Yeah, he's definitely going to do it.
Because,
but they taught him about secrecy in the Marines.
It might
so he
be.
Knows.
It might be.
Really, Jen? Did you really jump on that bandwagon over there?
It might be. I mean, it could be in a decade because Michelle's been dating her guy for,
100 years.
14.
Right. So it could be forever.
No, that's how old he is.
Oh! Said nap.
But
leave my boyfriend alone.
Leave Hutch alone.
Leave Hutch alone.
Why don't you just turn his hearing aid down before you leave in the morning?
Is that what I'm hearing? Because it's up too loud.
So, Joanna, I think that message that you'll never know is 100% assurance. So now what you have to do, like Jen said, is leave it alone and you will not
impossible.
Be able to do that.
Impossible. Even Jen, you've said it's impossible to let it go.
Well, it's definitely possible to let it go with him. Don't bring it up with him anymore.
Yeah, I won't bring it up with him.
And I would say don't talk to your family about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be in the back of your mind because you love him and you want to marry him. Mm-hmm. So it's always going to be in your mind. But I would say at this point, drop it.
Just don't ever talk about it again.
No, let him, because now is his time. Mm-hmm. It is his time to be able to do it as he wants, and so he needs no feedback, because I do think that the only time a guy gets to be in control in any of this is in the proposal. So let him have that.
And I don't want to stress him out. I got to do this, you know. So yeah, you're right.
No,
just let it go.
Leave the stressing of Jason out to Jen Hobby.
Yeah, I'll stress him out for you. How's that? I'll call him up. I'll give him the pressure.
Just make
sure
your hair's perfect at all moments.
I'll be like,
this weekend.
Honey, have you seen her lately? You need to lock it down now. Okay, lock it down.
So all you have to do, keep your mouth shut and keep your keep your left hand available.
Okay.
All right.
Always have your hair done, your makeup done this weekend. Don't, a bad moment.
And don't
waterproof
wake up
mascara.
Don't wake up like on Monday morning and go, well, today's your last day to do it. Like
No more. Don't take it away from him.
All right.
Like
okay.
Jen and
Thanks
Wendy
for the
tried
advice.
To.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The Bird Show.
So alcohol caused me to buy something on TV I normally wouldn't buy.
So you went out, you come home, and then...
And I normally don't drink, and so that's the problem.
You don't drunk dial, you drunk shop.
Yes, I drunk shop, because
Isn't this how Jeff ended up with, like, his popcorn machine a long time ago?
Yes, I think so, God.
I thought of him when the doorbell rang and the package arrived. So this goes back to Midnight Swim, okay? Mm-hmm. And we were at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead, and so as a kidney transplant recipient, I cannot drink consistently, but they do allow me to drink every once in a while. And when I do, you know, I make up for lost time.
You get it right.
So midnight.
Well, I think it's just that your tolerance is lower.
Right. But I still make up for lost time. So whatever it takes. So Midnight Swim was one of those nights. So Katie and I stayed at the hotel that night. And so we enjoyed Midnight Swim and hung out with friends and then went to the hotel room. And then Katie had fallen asleep and I'm flipping channels before I fall asleep. And then I see it.
Uh-oh.
I see the product that I was curious about.
It's like. Wait, can we guess? Can we all guess as the as seen on TV products which one Melissa would have bought?
You get one guess because I don't know if you'll get it.
Okay, I think it's that stuff that takes the dent out of the car is really in a simple way.
Okay,
I'm going with
curious about
the
that,
perfect
though.
Brownie.
The perfect brownie.
Have you seen that thing that makes the perfect brownies?
I know what it is.
I wish that had come on that.
It's a grid that you put inside your baking sheet and it makes like perfectly cut brownies.
I could have used that Saturday night.
Mine's that bacon maker, but you get the free egg thing with it.
Mm.
God, that thing looks awesome.
Wrong, wrong, and wrong.
Okay.
Dang it.
What I got was...
Oh.
And I'd forgot about it until the doorbell rang and the box arrived. And on the side of the box was the logo for the Contour.
What's that?
What's the Contour
is one of those freaking belts with the electric.
No, you didn't. That thing that vibes, that belt that vibrates.
No way.
No.
You are kidding me.
Not buy it.
To give you better abs.
That is awesome.
No, you did not.
I cannot believe you gave someone your credit card number over the phone for that thing.
So I had it, and Katie laughed at me, and I said, "Well, I mean, you got a 2-week trial, so." I said, but of course, being a patient, you know, I have to go tell my doctor and ask my doctor's permission to try anything. So I proceeded to take the booklet, not the belt, into my doctor's office for my visit.
God. No way.
One by one by one, the laughter began.
So
the laughter began with one nurse, then the next nurse, then my doctor. And I told you a while ago, my doctor that I'd been with for a long time, she has recently retired. Mm-hmm. And so my new doctor actually called her on the phone.
Oh, that's great.
To call me out. And they both were laughing on the phone.
That's wonderful.
So, I love you for calling yourself out on this and actually admitting to buying the Contour.
How much did it cost?
It cost me $20 because I sent it back.
$20 for that thing?
I sent it back.
Oh, you didn't even try it.
I did try it, and it felt really good.
But it didn't work.
But, I mean, I don't know. I sent it back because it would have been $200 had I not sent it back.
It was a $200
purchase.
No way.
They better make my abs look like that dude in 300 for $200.
And it better work like in 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, I sure did. And to finish it up, my doctor kept the brochure from the Contour in my medical file just to remind me in the future of what I did.
To pass on to the next doctor also. Yes. Beautiful.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.